You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. The city of San Luis Obispo is planning for the reopening of its facilities in the coming months. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has the details.
City Manager Derek Johnson outlined a way forward for the city at the May 18th council meeting. He says the city expects to reopen in alignment with future guidelines from the state.
Really, we'll be looking forward to the details that come out from the governor. He's made some statements, but the details are unknown.
California is expected to fully reopen its economy on June 15th. Governor Newsom announced the state will also get rid of the color-coded tier system entirely by that date. Johnson says most city offices will remain closed until San Luis Obispo County reaches the least restrictive green tier or until the state drops the tier system. SLO County is currently in the orange tier. Even if employees return to in-person work, the city strongly discourages indoor meetings and gatherings until the county reaches the green tier. Johnson says different city facilities like the Parks and Rec Department or Senior Services can expect to see different reopening criteria based on the type of work and level of community interaction. He says the first in-person city council meeting is tentatively scheduled for July 6th, barring any new information from the state. He says the city is waiting to receive guidelines about how to safely run the meeting.
And the seating will be based on public health or other state directives. We just don't know what those are today.
Johnson says city staff will make recommendations at the July 6th meeting about how best to modify or continue some of the changes made to San Luis Obispo during the pandemic. Some of those changes include updated signage, outdoor dining or parklet installation, parking regulations, and purchasing guidelines. He says the new recommendations will align with local, state, and federal public health standards and will encourage the city's economic recovery. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.